This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into a new week, and always the best way to start any week or any day is by going to God and letting Him shape your life. You know, you were designed for God. Your life was designed to be lived in relationship with God. And when you leave God out of your day or out of your week, you just miss so much of what God designed your life to be. Not only that, but your perspective on life begins to change. It begins to be directed by the way of thinking of the world, by a way of thinking that leaves out the reality of spiritual things and of God and of your purpose in life and things that matter the most. How much better to allow God to shape your thinking every day and to allow God into your life so that He can make your life what He designed it to be. Well, this week we want to look at the life of Daniel in the Bible, one of the great examples of someone who honored God and put Him first in their lives. Let me read you a few verses from the beginning of Daniel chapter 1. Daniel and a bunch of other people from Israel have been taken into captivity, and some of the leading young men have been put into special training to become part of Pharaoh's court. This is what it says. Now among them from the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Then the commander of the officials assigned new names to them. To Daniel he assigned the name Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Well, looking at Daniel, we always know Daniel is an example of obeying God. And here Daniel's put in this situation where he knows God's law that the Israelites had forbade them eating food that had been offered to idols. And here they were living in a land that worshipped false gods. Daniel knew that he was going to face this dilemma sooner or later. King Nebuchadnezzar had ordered the choicest of foods to be sent to Daniel and his friends. But first, those foods were presented to idols. What was Daniel going to do? Was it better to obey the ruler and please him, or to obey God and risk the king's anger? We face difficult decisions sometimes in our lives, don't we? And sometimes it's on the spur of the moment and we have to do something. Sometimes it's super easy to see, here's a temptation and here's what's right, and I need to choose to do what's right. It doesn't mean it's easy to make the choice, but it's easy to know the right thing to do immediately. Other times, you're put in a difficult situation. Your boss asks you to do something that's dishonest or that's wrong, and in the spur of the moment, you struggle. Should I do what my boss wants me to do, or should I do what I know God would want me to do? Is there a way to not just outright snub my boss, but to work towards a solution that will not compromise my commitment to God? And that's just what Daniel did. He made the choice to approach that commander and look for a solution. I want to challenge you today as you face your day, as you go into it. When you face those choices that are clear to you, just here's right and wrong, and I need to choose what's right, go to God, shoot a brief prayer to God and say, God, please enable me to do what is pleasing to you, and say no to temptation. And when you face those choices that aren't just pure right or wrong, it seems like, but where there's a temptation to compromise your commitment to Jesus Christ and what you know He wants you to do, that's when you need to say, God, help me to find a solution, find a way of approaching the person who has this expectation of me that will not compromise my commitment to you, and trust God to lead you forward. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.